Same old, same old.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We're expecting to hear a familiar refrain about the housing market this morning. Home sales are still on the decline. The National Association of Realtors comes out with the numbers on existing homes for October. Forecasters predict sales will be down about 0.6%. That would be 7 months in a row of falling sales. But on Wall Street, people seem to be saying, so what? Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
Some investors are betting the real estate market has hit bottom. They're pouring money back into housing-related stocks like Home Depot and Fannie Mae. Bloomberg reports home building stocks in the S&P 500 are up 24% since their low 4 months ago. But economist Joel Naroff with Commerce Bank isn't buying investor enthusiasm.
I think the market may have gotten a little bit ahead of itself.
Naroff says the housing market will correct itself only when prices get low enough to make people start buying again. And he says that hasn't happened yet.
Until we see prices drop some more, especially in the existing housing market, and inventory come back into line, we're not going to see this market bottom. So this is a process that could go on for a good 9 to 12 more months.
Tomorrow, the government reports new home sales figures for October. Naroff estimates those sales dropped by 1%. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The list of investor worries is quite long. Oil prices, holiday spending, Google's overvalued stock. And Wall Street had its worst day in months yesterday. The Dow fell 158 points to 12,121. The Nasdaq dropped 54 to 2405. The S&P 500 fell 19 points to 1381. Today, Germany said Volkswagen plans to build its first plant in India. India's car market will probably triple in the next decade. That's the kind of opportunity people are talking about this week at a World Economic Forum in India. But some of the country's leaders are urging foreigners with dollar signs in their eyes not to put on the rose-colored glasses. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
Investors and business people from over 30 countries have come to the annual India Economic Summit. They're looking for ways to capitalize on India's fantastic 8% growth rate, second only to China. But now the World Economic Forum is asking whether India can sustain that growth, in part because many of the country's young people haven't been able to participate in the boom. The leader of India's ruling political party, Sonia Gandhi, agrees and calls under-education a critical issue.
While the world faces old-age problems, India faces age-old problems. There is an India of bursting growth, and there is an India of widespread want.
Many business leaders here say India cannot continue to grow without a lot of private investment into things like physical infrastructure and into creating jobs for India's millions of underemployed. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
This is Marketplace. A partridge in a pear tree will cost you quite a bit more this year. Investment group PNC tallied all the items in the 12 Days of Christmas song. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
This year, the True Love's eclectic offerings will set him back nearly $19,000, up more than 3% from last year. The pear tree was the big mover, 44% pricier. Blame the booming housing market. It drove up demand for landscaping items. And rising labor costs have sent the price of Piper's piping and Drummer's drumming up nearly 3.5%. PNC's Jeffrey Kleintop says the study tracks the economy fairly well.
Certainly labor is a big part of that. And even though birds seem a little outlandish, a lot of their costs tied to transportation and energy, which of course has been a big driver of inflation over the last few years.
The price of buying gifts online was nearly a third higher than buying them in the store, mostly because of the rising cost of shipper shipping. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Urban Fellows, preparing people of all ethnic and racial backgrounds for leadership for more than 36 years at NUF.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Today, the Supreme Court takes up one of the biggest environmental cases in years. Massachusetts versus EPA. 13 states and several groups want to force the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate carbon dioxide. That, of course, is the main culprit in global warming. The plaintiffs claim the EPA has the authority to regulate CO2 under the Clean Air Act. The EPA says it doesn't. And corporate America is divided on who it wants to win this case. Sarah Gardner reports from our sustainability desk.
When Entergy filed a friend of the court brief in Massachusetts versus EPA, it noted that the case makes for strange bedfellows. That's because the New Orleans-based electric company finds itself siding with folks like the Sierra Club and Native Alaskan tribes. Entergy is among a handful of utilities that favor regulation of carbon dioxide emissions.
We have about 20% of our generation from coal-fired plants.
Although those plants would be penalized in a carbon-regulated country, Entergy's Brent Dorsey says the vast majority of his company's electricity comes from natural gas, which doesn't emit as much carbon, and nuclear, which gives off none at all. Many utilities more reliant on coal adamantly oppose regulation. Still others are conflicted, but want a decision either way. Climate change consultant Mark Trexler.
We have hundreds of power plants on the drawing boards right now in the United States. We have more than 90 coal plants on the drawing boards. And you know, a lot of these executives just wish they had some clue where this issue was headed.
More united in their opposition are automakers and dealers. They don't want the EPA in charge of fuel economy standards and warn carbon regulation will raise vehicle prices and limit consumer choice. Gloria Berquist is with the Alliance of Auto Manufacturers.
So anything that puts us at cross purposes with consumers is challenging.
If car companies feel threatened by carbon regulation, then others feel vulnerable without it. The Aspen Skiing Company filed a friend of the court brief in Massachusetts versus EPA. The resort argued that warmer temperatures equal less snow equal melting profits. Aspen's Auden Schindler.
Now the ski industry is saying, hey, we could be out of business by 2050 or definitely by 2100 if we don't do something.
Other companies haven't weighed in on the Supreme Court case but have told Congress they favor restrictions on carbon. Walmart, Shell, and GE are among them. Regulation critic Marlo Lewis says GE has plenty of bottom-line reasons to favor caps on CO2. The company's invested heavily in carbon-free energy, and it's a leading producer in technology to capture emissions from coal plants.
So this would give them a government-protected market for a technology which is currently not economic for utilities to invest in.
If the Supreme Court rules in the EPA's favor and decides that agency has no authority to regulate greenhouse gases, advocates of carbon regulation will put more pressure on Congress to do it. Few politicians look forward to taking the heat for that vote. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.